This is 90.1 WABE, and it's time again to check with our resident mixologist, if I can alter the definition of that term, to fit Mara's music mix with Mara Davis. Lovely to see you again, Mara.
Great to see you, too, and I love that term. I'm into that because I love to mix up the music and mix up a good cocktail. So let's get started.
With the cocktails or the music?
Let's do both.
Okay.
All right, it's the weekend.
I'll pour. You tell me what we got going on.
You got it, Velvet Voice. Okay, so the first show is... this is a living legend. What do you say about Willie Nelson?
You were always on my mind.
I mean, he is, you know, first of all, he has ponytail braids, which you have my heart with that. He's still rocking that look, which is incredible. But Willie Nelson is, and I love how he's crossed over where he's such a mainstream artist now, where, you know, you thought of him at first, he was just solely country. Now he's just such a pop culture icon, too. He has stayed relevant all these years. And seeing him at the Tabernacle, I love this. He still continues to put out new music, which is great. He's very involved in Farm Aid. But this show, he just rolls through the hits. So you're going to get them all.
He is 81 years old. Can you imagine that? 81. And he's going to be at the Tabernacle. What a great show that's going to be. Is he still touring with the Trigger, that guitar? It's a see-through guitar now because he's sort of strummed a hole through it. You know, it's just... It's going to end up in the Smithsonian if it's not there. Right?
It should. Yeah. It should. I mean, so mamas, don't let your babies grow up to be cowboys. You are always on my mind, Steve.
Okay. Thank you.
That's Willie Nelson at the Tabernacle on Friday night.
Tell me that your sweet love hasn't died.
So this next artist, we've mentioned him before, actually, and he's definitely getting a lot of publicity, and especially because his latest album was produced by Daniel Lanois, who's worked with U2 and many other artists. It's called Colors of the Cold, and it's kind of a trippy, rocky California sound. He's got kind of a gritty voice. I'm talking about Rocco DeLuca, who's going to be at the Earl.
Plays a dobro. Got that bluesy sound coming out of it. Very interesting artist.
Yeah, and the production of the record makes it really feel, takes sort of that old gritty sound and gives it a modern twist. So he's a very promising artist. So now is the time to see him when he's playing a smaller venue like the Earl. That's Rocco DeLuca at the Earl on Friday night.
Here's a guy who's got a big local following. Corey Smith is playing the Tabernacle.
Yeah, and he's got a new album called Maysville in the Meantime. And, you know, Corey last year had some issues because the Tabernacle, remember, the floor collapsed.
Right.
And so they had to postpone his show. Then he came back. Now he has a new album out. But here's what I like about him, besides the fact that he's local, which is cool. He does music his own way. He's very critical of radio, country music radio, and the Nashville record industry, where he really gets into the grassroots of his fans instead of playing that country music game. And the sound pays off. He writes great music. He's a really good performer. And he's taking his time with his success. I dig that.
There's a whole generation of University of Georgia students who sang 21... at the top of their lungs, word for word, very proudly.
I'd say I'm pre-med here at UGA, live on Village Avenue. I was raised over in Buckhead, I drive a BMW. I was breaking hearts and taking names and numbers just for fun. Stealing kisses, wishing I was 21.
So He's got his roots in Athens. I think he's from Jefferson, Georgia originally, but good to have him back in town.
I sang Taylor Swift's 15 with that kind of passion. You love that song, don't you?
Yeah. Well, no. I mean, no, I don't. Don't, you know, this is not about me. It's not about my opinion.
At 4 a.m. on a school night, still hanging out with my friends.
That's Corey Smith, Saturday night at the Tabernacle.
On Saturday night, it's a show that many, many, many people have been waiting for. And I'd like to go to the show. I wish I could. I'll have to find a way to go. But he's one of the great American pop musicians of all time.
So here's the thing. Usually when I come in, I have a lot of notes on some of these artists. Not everything comes off the top of my head. Most everything. But when it comes to Billy Joel, I just wrote to myself, duh, amazing.
Out in Bethlehem, they're killing time, filling up bombs, standing in line. Well, our fathers fought the Second World War, spent their weekends on the Jersey Shore.
I have been such a fan of Billy Joel. I mean, you know, this is sort of the soundtrack of growing up for me. So many great songs. And here's what I love about Billy Joel currently. He's pretty much said, you know what, I'm not going to record anymore because the people want to hear my old songs. They want to hear the classics. And when you think of Billy Joel, I mean, where do you begin? From Big Shot to Scenes from an Italian Restaurant. I like the songs like Vienna and The Stranger. I'm even down with Allentown. I love it all. He plays the hits. You're going to get what you pay for when you see Billy Joel.
Last album he did of new material was 1993. He has had 33 top 40 hits. So why write new music? I mean, after that many great songs, that many great albums, you know, he could play that stuff for another 30 years as far as I'm concerned. He is one of the greatest.
Let's just keep him off the motorcycle. That's all.
Yes, right.
Let's keep him at the piano and
yes,
away
and
from
let's,
the...
Right, and then keep him away from the tonic and gin, okay?
That's exactly okay. Right. That's Billy Joel on Saturday night at Phillips Arena.
And we're waiting here in Allentown. But they're taking off.